It was a tough going out there. It was very, very hard conditions. You know, I think this pitch must have been very close to being unplayable as well. You know, it looked better from the stand than it actually was on the foot. And, you know, there was a big effort required, and thankfully we got over the line in the end.
Yeah. First half played well, you know, got the scores early on, maybe let them back into it a bit, but finished well as well in the first half.
I think we kind of described the last game as Fermanagh was more workmanlike than of any great quality, and for large parts that was very much the same. We never managed to shake them off at all. You know, they've got to give them credit. They showed plenty of heart and they put us to the pin of our collar and kept at us. And look, I suppose we missed a lot of chances. I think we had three very good goal chances that, you know, would have had a big bearing on things and maybe would have made life a bit more comfortable for us. But credit to Armagh, you know, they went the whole way with us. As I say, there were some big performances again out there. Patrick, you know, he hit the scores when they're needed, and even we Dara came on and kicked a great score there towards the end, and you know, we just had that wee bit of quality kind of shone through, thankfully.
Worrying there appeared in the second half when they cut it to two and maybe took the initiative around the middle, especially.
There's a period, but look, I suppose that's always going to happen. You know, teams are always going to have a purple patch, and I think we defended very well at that time. You know, we didn't foul, we weren't rash in the tackle. Like, these boys are very, very young lads, as I say. You know, I think we had seven lads started there tonight, you know, that never started on a game for Donegal before this campaign, and you know, there's not of an experience there, and it's a big occasion for them, and I think you have to be commended for the, you know, the levels of composure that they showed, and you know, resilience when Armagh was putting them under pressure.
Yeah, and finished strong, which will suggest the fitness. This is good.
We're just saying on the sideline, you know, Armagh looked strong in that period, you know, in the middle of the second half, and we came through. But look, you know, there's some very strong characters out there, and that's what it takes, you know. Ryan McHugh driving up the field time and time again, and you know, it gives strength to other players as well when they see people leading by example, and you know, and they say Patrick kicking the scores, and Owen McHugh made a couple of great runs, and Martin Riley also. So you know, the lesser experienced fellas definitely get a lift from having those fellas on the field, and you know, it gives everybody a big lift as the game goes on.
Not unsurprisingly, it's Cavan and your opponents next week.
Yeah, it was a bit of deja vu, you know. You know, they're going to go in as raging hot favourites. They're saying this is the best Cavan team of all time. Like, suppose like the Cavan team has gone before it is the best of all time. But look, they're a very, very, very seasoned, well drilled outfit. We did get a chance to look at them climbing around against Derry, and you know, they put Derry to the sword very handy. And look, we're on a final, it's where we wanted to be. It's a 50-50 game, you know, it's a neutral venue, and you know, we're not going to make up the numbers anyway.
And you got Darrow back, Connor back on the field again, so obviously he's fit again now. So.
Well, look, he probably wouldn't have played much longer than he did, you know, and you could just tell that his touch was off, you know, his handling him down a couple of occasions, and you know, hopefully he'll get a chance to train now in the next few days, and you know, it'll just get him that bit sharper. But you know, the wee devil show the quality that he has with that last score that he scored, you know, and you know, when if you're able to add that to the mix, and with the levels of endeavour that went on out the field, you know, the likes of what Eunan Doherty and you know, Willie Gillespie and Hugh McFadden, these boys, you know, the work rate was massive out there, and so look, we're very happy.